We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
All right, we welcome Brielle to the show. Hello, Brielle.
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
We are putting Tim to the test.
Okay, and Tim is your husband, your boyfriend, your side piece?
No, he's my boyfriend, although sometimes he acts like a side piece.
Okay, why are we putting Tim to the test?
So, we decided to move in together a few weeks ago. I mean, we decided in, like, Christmas time, but it finally happened a few weeks ago.
Okay, so you moved in with your boyfriend, and things have been going perfectly ever since, right?
Yeah, right, I wish. So, ever since we moved in together, we've been fighting. Sometimes over little things, sometimes over big things, but it's like more good than bad, you know?
Yeah, you know, the transition can be pretty rocky sometimes. I think in your head, you almost feel like, well, we see each other so much, we practically live together already, so you think it's going to be no different, but it totally is.
And that's exactly how I feel. I think part of it is neither of us moved into each other's place, so we both decided we would get a new place together, and we've been arguing about what goes where, whose things get to stay, what needs to go.
This all sounds so familiar to me. Like, I remember this argument with my wife, Nicole. We got a house together. Here's how we settled it. I got one room in the house, and she got everything else, and surprisingly, I was fine with it, so... All right, so you're arguing a lot, but honestly, this doesn't sound like a reason that he would cheat or anything.
Well, no, but what he does now, just to piss me off, he'll just leave. And he'll go out all night, and when he comes back, I'll be like, where did you go? And he just goes, I went out with some people. And I'm like, okay, what people? And he goes, just friends. Like, he's just very private about everything all of a sudden.
I gotcha. So either he's hiding something or he's trying to make you think he's hiding something because he knows that it upsets you.
Yeah. Well, either way, I want to do this just to make sure.
Okay. So let's see what happens when we put him to the test here with some more of the roses. We're going to call him up. We'll offer him the chance to send some free roses to anyone he wants. And you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card. Okay.
Okay.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Darling at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Timothy, please.
Yeah, this is Tim.
Good morning, Tim. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users and we reward those people with like a little prize. It's basically like a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm 100% serious.
Oh, okay, great. I just got my new card in the mail, too. You're talking about my United Miles card, right?
If it's a Visa card, then yep, that's the one.
All right, sweet. So what did I win, like a trip somewhere nice or something?
Well, I wish there was something like that. But actually, this month's prize is flowers. And everybody who wins receives a beautiful bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And the reason I was calling you is because we've discovered that a lot of our guy winners, they didn't really want the flowers, but instead they wanted us to send them to someone for them. So, you know, to their wife or girlfriend. So is that something that you would like us to do with your flowers, or would you rather us have them like sent directly to you instead?
I mean, I can honestly say nobody ever sends me flowers. Okay, question. If I send the flowers to somebody else, will they know they're from me?
Yes, the flowers, they actually come with a card that we fill out with a little message from you. Unless you want it to leave it blank, then, you know, it could just be like mystery sender, or, you know, some people just like to do it that way.
No, you can put the card on there. I'd like her to know they're from me. I just don't want her thinking that, like, Visa sent her flowers. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, she'll know if you fill out the card. So who are we going to be sending these flowers to? I'll need a first and last name.
Okay, first name is Michelle, and the last name is Chris. Same as mine.
Okay, and what message would you like to put on the card?
Hold on a second. Can you explain to me why you felt like it was necessary to send your brother's wife flowers instead of your girlfriend?
Yes, that's what I thought.
I'm sorry, you guys. I think my girlfriend called me while I was on with you. Hang on.
Well, no, actually, no, Tim, that was us, actually. So, Tim, this isn't actually the Visa Rewards program. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on War of the Roses. And you are right. That was your girlfriend on the phone. She's actually listening right now.
Great. That's great.
You know, if you're so in love with your brother's wife, why don't you just move in with her instead of me? I'm sure she's probably looking for a place as we speak.
Oh, my God. I'm not in love with her.
Oh, whatever. You guys want to hear what my boyfriend said at his own brother's wedding? He was giving the best man speech and goes, "I pretty much knew you were going to end up with one of us, Michelle. Unfortunately, my brother was braver than I was to talk to you first." Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? I'm sitting there at this reception thinking, well, that's the girl he really wanted to be with.
So Tim, let me ask, because I think it's a fair question, why did you send your brother's wife flowers instead of your girlfriend?
Because she's going through a really rough time right now, okay?
Oh, that's a real sweet answer. You guys want to know the real answer now? It's because he's in love with her. I'm sure he was just jumping for joy when he found out they were getting divorced.
That is not true.
Hold on a second. They're getting divorced? So Tim, your brother and his wife are getting a divorce?
You know, I'm sorry. I really don't feel comfortable talking about my brother's family on the radio. I know my girlfriend called you guys and made you do this and everything, but I'm sorry. I think this whole thing shows absolutely zero class whatsoever.
Oh, but sending the woman your brother married flowers? Yeah, that's real classy, I guess, right?
Okay, you know, whatever. I'm done. You can just yell at me at home if you want to do that, I guess, okay?
So Tim is a goner. Listen, I have to say, Brielle, I thought you were really kind of paranoid about him sending her flowers at first, because he said she was going through a tough time, but I thought maybe her dog died or something.
Yeah.
Like when you said they were getting a divorce, now I'm thinking maybe you're not so crazy after all.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.